You're checking out WFMU. I'm Billy Jam. The name of the show is called Put the Needle on the Master Ace. The real name of the show is Put the Needle on the Record. And it is a pleasure to have Master Ace here. Also, shout out going out to Shay, his wife, joining him.
Yes.
And more importantly, for finding parking in Jersey City in these crazy days where
you got forced in it.
Gentrification has taken over all of New York and New Jersey, it seems.
Yes.
Do you still live in Brooklyn?
No, I live in Jersey.
Oh, you live in Jersey?
Yeah, yeah.
So you live close by then?
Yeah, like maybe 30 minutes from here.
Which part?
Union.
Union, okay, yeah. Cool. So you have a new album, Richmond Hill, right?
New album is out, yes. It came out in January. We're still pushing it. We're actually about to drop in the next couple months. We're going to be dropping the deluxe version with some new songs and new versions. So there's a remix to one of the joints which featuring Talib Kweli and couple songs that didn't make the initial album that we're putting on this deluxe version, so look out for that.
And I'm going to be playing tracks off that in the coming weeks to sort of catch up, because you really have so much out there, it's sort of hard to keep up with it all. But I wanted to ask you, you know, in today's age, you know, with hip-hoppers, you mentioned about Rakim, and I was reading somewhere where he was at, well, it was a Insane Clown Posse show, and people were like throwing crap at the stage, like no respect. And sometimes it seems that young rap fans are disconnected with the history of
hip-hop. Rakim was performing on an Insane Clown Posse show?
Yeah.
I mean, who booked that, though?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
That doesn't even make sense. So the aforementioned tour that I did in London, my first time over there, right?
Right.
I was booked to be on a tour with a group called Pop Will Eat Itself.
I know them, yeah.
Okay. Do you know their crowd and their audience?
It's not anything like your crowd.
Right. So we did one show with them, and it was the last show. We went out on stage as the opening act, and it started off cool. We did a little dance routine or whatever. We would, back in those days, we would dress up like winos on the street or whatever, with the trench coats and the hats and the beards and all of that. We did the dance routine, they were cheering and all of that. And then so we leave the stage, change, we come back, and now it's some hip hop beats on, and I start rapping. People start booing, throwing stuff. Like it escalated to me just basically cursing out the crowd and running off stage as bottles of water and all kinds of stuff. And I learned my lesson there. And I cursed out my manager for even booking me on the tour. Like, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
You know, I knew it was going to be an issue because I saw the crowd lining up outside and everybody had this weird makeup on and, you know, spiked hair and giant shoes and just like a whole different kind of goth looking crowd that wasn't my crowd. So it's crazy that they would put Rakim on a show like that. Like, it does not fit.
Yeah. But like you said, you have to be select, like who you collaborate with, right? And, you know, the shows that you do. So speaking of which, what do you have, like, what is your goal for the next, for the near future, this year and into the next few years? What do you plan?
So I have a hip hop musical that I've written, and we are actively trying to open that in London in the next couple of years. We had a reading last year that went really well, and now we're at the next phase, which is trying to get it launched in London, because that's where I really want to start it off at. So we're working on that. Me and Marco already have the first couple of parts of the next album that we're going to do, which would be album number 3. Hopefully some more shows with my wife. My wife and I did a show together in Berlin.
Oh, okay.
She has a pretty nice fan base, especially over in Brazil, where she has a song called Fulton Street that they absolutely love.
You want to jump on the mic there, Shay?
And so we did a show. We were booked together for the first time.
Wow. So how was that performing with your husband, Master Ace?
In a word, I'd say it was fun.
Yeah.
We had a good time. First time ever. 27 years ago is when I put out my first debut album. So us being able to do song for song back and forth, it was a good time and we were well received. So I'm looking forward to doing more.
Good. Well, good luck to you both. I want to thank you both for coming in, Shay, Master Ace. I want to do a shout out to Fiona Bloom for setting up the interview.
Exactly.
Do you guys want to do any shout outs to anybody while you're here?
Marco Polo, we got work to do. Obviously, next album is coming.
Our daughter Milan.
our daughter who's off to college.
Does she do music?
Not at all. She's going to be an ophthalmologist.
We hope.
And everybody should go to that show on Sunday, the Fat Beats 30th anniversary.
Absolutely.
On West 16th Street. I'll put it in the comments too.
Yes.
All right, so you're checking out WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, 91.9 FM, and everywhere on the web, WFMU.org. Mr. Fine Wine Downtown Soulville is next. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much, Master Ace. Peace.
Peace.
Hello, everybody. This is Mr. Fine Wine. You're listening to WFMU. The show is called Downtown Soulville. And for the next hour, I will be spinning Soul 45s for you, which I've brought in from home. You know, we have a great record library here at WFMU, but I never use it. I just bring in my own records. I'm wasting this tremendous resource. Ah, well. Soul 45s on a Friday night here on WFMU.
Wash away all your shame, 'cause you're gonna need me. Yes, it's me you're gonna need. Before I'll hurt, you'll be screaming, please. Before you make your decision, be sure it's a well good taste. It's getting kinda late in your future years to make it on your weary face. 'Cause you're gonna need me. Yes, it's me you're gonna need. Before I'm hurt, I bet you'll be screaming, please. Screaming, screaming, please.
Miss you. me loving and money too. But now that she's gone, there's nothing else to say. I treat baby wrong and drove her away. But she's alright. Yes, I tell all the world. Tell all the world that she's alright. Yes, she's alright.
Whenever I'm down and out, you're go to that funny cafe.
Downtown Soulville radio program, WFMU. In the background, Leon Mitchison Orchestra out of Austin, Texas. Show Nuff, the name of this instrumental, which I haven't played in quite a while. I used to play this all the time. I don't know what made me stop. I think it's because it was filed away in an actual alphabetized instrumental box at home instead of just being out in a pile somewhere where I could easily come across it. M3's Randy Ray and Bob. An act I know nothing about. Funny Cafe, just picked that up recently. Don Covey, Take This Hurt Off Me. I'm convinced that Don Covey does all the backing vocals in addition to the lead vocals on his records. I haven't seen proof of that, but it always sounds that way to me. Some falsetto, some other things going on in the background. Always sounds like him, though. Irvin Rucker did She's All Right. Little Florine, that may be a typo for Little Florence, I'm not sure. Miss You So, many versions of that one. Buddy A, Screamin' Please, and the instrumental at the very beginning of the show. That was called Delmonico's by Big Bo and the Arrows. Got some Herb Ward queued up here on WFMU.
Something deep inside. tells me that I love you, baby. Just can't tell you why. A strange change comes over me. Baby, can't you see what a wonderful
twinkle in your eyes, but look how lonely you are. Happiness brighter than the sun. If you give me a chance, then my love won't be outshined by none. Shall it be? Hurry, make up your mind and let your light shine on me. To you.
Let me make it up to you, little girl. Let me do things for you. Let me show you that my heart always been true. Don't do nothing, just stand right there. I'll do it by myself. You said I run around too much. Well, girl, here, take me in your arms. Let me get close to you and discover all your charm. Don't do nothing, just you be still. I wanna do it by myself. I was running around with Sue, when all the time my whole heart and soul was only meant for you. Now I'm gonna feed you, not gonna teach you, girl. I'm gonna do it by myself. I'm gonna do it by myself. Gonna do it by myself. Oh, by myself, not gonna tease you. Oh yeah, I'm gonna do it by myself.
I can get you on TV, baby. I can make you a star. I can get you on TV, baby, fine as you are. 'Cause I know somebody who knows somebody who can make your dreams come true. Just love me, baby, that's all you have to do. Act like your heart is in it. Come on and do your best.
only takes a minute to give you a real true live screen test. Here's your chance to steal a scene and live in color on a 30-inch screen. You've got real top rating appeal. Let's get together and close this deal. Get your own TV, baby, or your dynamite. I can get your own TV, baby, and do it overnight. Don't sign no papers, I'll do you a favor. Meanwhile, you can help me too. Love me, baby, that's all you have to do. Go closer, mama. Understand? Just tell me and I'll talk to Ed. Get you on today. John and me are pretty tight too. You can matter of fact be on it tonight. And you don't know how lucky you are, mama, cause I got all the connections in the world. I got so much power, I'll scare you half to death. And don't be mad.
Downtown Soulville radio program, WFMU. In the background, Guitar Murphy. That's Matt Guitar Murphy. Suffering Soul, part one, you can see. Mr. Murphy in the Blues Brothers movie. He's part of the band. Ray Scott and the Scotsman did I Can Get You on TV, Baby. I did a whole Ray Scott, also known as Walter Spriggs, tribute show a year ago, 2 years ago. Maybe some enterprising listener who's on the message board right now at WFMU.org can look up the date and post it. It was a pretty interesting show, I think. He's a talented all-around guy, comedian as well as singer, Ray Scott. Jimmy Preacher Ellis did I'm Gonna Do It By Myself. The Parisians, Twinkle Little Star. Louise Murray, The Love I Give. And Philly soul singer Herb Ward, Strange Change. Got a slower one queued up right now. We'll speed things right back up after this one. Don't worry, Mom. My mom just likes the fast ones. Here are the Dream Team on WFMU. We'll be right back. Tune to the Downtown Soulville Show on WFMU. I'm Mr. Finewine. I'm here every Friday spinning these soul records. All 45s. For no real reason other than that is what I'm into. I don't know. I collect these things. That's why I play them. Sterling McGee just did Tighten Up. Sterling McGee, a big favorite of the show. I like every side of his that I've heard. I think he only made three singles, but then he later was in a duo called Satan and Adam, and there's a book about them written by Adam. There may be a documentary film too. I haven't seen it. Hal Driggers and the Key Brothers did Gotta Have Somebody to Love. J.D. Bryant, Let Me Fix It For You. Unlimited Four, Calling, and that Slowy Dream Team on the Gregory label. There he is in the background. Johnny Hammond Smith, Dirty Apple. Don't want to be eating those. We're going to hear in just a sec from George Perkins.
I really love you. talking about what Shirley said, you know? Hey, in other words, what the preacher said was nothing about honor and you know, faith and things. You gonna have faith in me, you know? I ain't a man.
But Shirley, my best friend, honey.
Look here, let me tell you something. I don't want to have a coming on my house no more. I don't want to come on it. Hey, look. Oh, hey, I just thought, hey, I'm telling you, I don't want it. I don't want it. Well, look here. I never tell you this here. Look, look.
For another week's Downtown Soulville radio program. In the background, Marlo Morris with an instrumental called Shorty. Bogan Richard did I Am My Own Man. Soul Children, a top 10 hit for them. Hearsay on the Stax label. Ann Peebles, I think this was a hit too, 99 Pounds. That's a high record, so both those from Memphis. George Perkins, Baby I Love You. Did I leave something out? No, I guess that was it. Stay tuned for Nate the K. I will be back next Friday with more Soul 45s. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
there's another way to make change. And I will not give up. I have come too far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down.
world is the shadow of the world. The world is the shadow of the world. Everything is cool, everything is chill. Every word is nonsense. Every word is nonsense. Everything is cool, everything is chill. The world is the shadow.
Beside me.